Shalom everyone. Parashat Pikudei. We are finishing the book of Exodus this week. After the long visits of what happened in the Exodus, after splitting the ocean, dwelling in the desert, in the last couple of weeks, we are building the tabernacle. Every year, when we get to these portions, I'm probably always going to say, you get all these technicalities, issues, and you really don't know what to do out of it. How can we deal with that? But there's something extra. In this week's portion, we still read and continue to read a summary of everything that happened in the last weeks as well. Why do we get all these details? But this is where it gets a bit more complicated, because in the very end of the portion, chapter 40, verse 34, 35, there's a verse that doesn't make any sense. After all the planning, after all the structure, after all the building, after everything happened, Moshe wants to enter the tent, and he cannot enter because of God's presence, because of the cloud that filled the tent. So it strikes you and you ask your question, why? After all the work, isn't it the right point? This is exactly what we were waiting for. Why cannot Moshe enter the place that he dwelt? This is what a couple of explanations in it, but one of them is the honeymoon question. There is something very funny when you think about it, about the honeymoon. What does an honeymoon represent? We, in Judaism, we have 7 days of blessing. After there's a wedding, the word honeymoon, the concept is not something that is happening. You know, today, people are going to do something together. But usually, when you think about it, there's something a bit off. Because here, there's a couple together. And then there's a wedding time. And there's a lot of preparation. And then the honeymoon needs to come a bit afterwards. Why does it come immediately after? We know why. Because people know when they really start life, it gets more complicated. You get kids, you get mortgage, you get accounting, and you live life. And you have your work, and she has her work, and the pressure is on. So just for a couple of minutes before you start life, so-called, the couples are taking some time together and they call itself honeymoon. But really, this is probably not what should happen according to this week portion. Because Moshe, just before he enters the tent, Hashem symbols something and says to him, you just worked hard. You made a planning. You've built. Now, this is the time really to connect and try to see that everything that happened until now, the preparation is one thing. Don't make the actual entrance as a preparation side. Think about it. Wait. Live life. Now try to work in the tabernacle. Make it on a daily routine. And after a while, then maybe entering wouldn't be just a technical issue. It will be really something that you are yearning for, that you are wishing for. In a sense, Moshe Rabbeinu gets a symbolic action by stopping from entering to give you a lesson that happens always in life. We are always, always trying to focus in the planning. I'm planning the wedding, and I'm planning the vacation, and I'm planning. There's always planning some towards something. But when you get to the actual thing, sometimes the pressure and just the planning around it makes it a bit, I just want to make it finish. I want to make it gone. That's not what needs to happen. The time to really have the connection between Moshe and the tabernacle needs to be after the preparation session. Now, after it's being built, reflect on it, think, connect with it. The honeymoon, in that sense, should happen after you're getting used to one another, after time passes, really when there's already life involved. Inside the pressure, inside the bills and the mortgage. Now, the real connection could be, now you can find real time to spend together, to connect together. Not from the planning, not from this excitement of the beginning, but when really things are developed. And in a way, there's another explanation that tries to say something a bit different. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu himself stood outside of the tabernacle. Of the tent, and he saw God's presence in it, and he didn't go in. He stood outside and waited for an invitation. And indeed, in next week's portion, in the next book, Vayikra, we will read, the first thing would be that God calls Moshe into the tabernacle. In a sense, the lesson here is, sometimes if the first notion was take time, the other notion is you need to make some borders in life. The problem is that sometimes with enthusiasm, things go not really the way you want it. Look what just happened in the golden calf. Look what enthusiasm gave you. You were excited. You were ready. You were prepared. You were waiting. And it didn't happen, so you broke all the limits. And it will happen again with the story of the spies. From the excitement of news starting, you're going to jump and you're going to sin. There is always this measure in life that connects to our inner soul. When you need to prepare to something, you need to have borders. And you need to know exactly what's the right time and what's the right place. And Moshe feels this is not the right time. Maybe we're too enthusiastic here. Maybe we will actually sin and do things that the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, we will do further on. Because we know, even in the religious life, sometimes excitement and overwhelming feelings can put you in the wrong place. We saw it from Adam and Eve connected to God. We saw it with Cain and Abel. They only wanted to sacrifice, but they crossed the border. It happens over and over again. Sometimes wanting to connect with God can put you off in a way, because you're so connected and you don't see people around you. And you don't see limitations. You even are in a point that you don't see the real God's will. So in that sense, when Moses stood there after all the work, and just before entering the tabernacle, he stood and he said, is it the right time? Do I have the immense emotion that I'm prepared to do it? And did I set the right borders before I enter? Only when all those elements will be connected in yourself, this is the time to enter the holy place. And I think it's something that really is connected to all our lives. We know that when we are not prepared and when we enter something, sometimes it doesn't give you the full impact. We are standing now in the days before Passover. Passover is upon us in 2 weeks. And I think this is the best example you can take of how much preparation you need before you enter the holiness of the holiday. There's nothing like it. We will start to clean and prepare the home. We will need to change all the vessels and dishes and all the food in the refrigerator. And there's going to be a lot of work. We're going to bring people together from all over the world, setting into time. In biblical times, you had to prepare as well with a lamb, you know, putting it into you, bringing the people in Egypt. You cannot leave the room. There's a lot of preparation before Passover. And you wait and you wait and you wait till the moment. And when the moment starts in Passover, you know you are ready and you're equipped. Can you imagine what happens when you just enter and tonight you're going to Passover? The feelings are not there. The emotions are not there. To conclude, you need to build your inner structure. You need to prepare it for the actual thing and not do it on a technical way. And when you're doing something, you need also to set borders before you're starting it to really realize that's what God wants. That's what needs to happen. I'm prepared. I'm ready. And I did everything in the process to make it worthwhile. Shabbat Shalom.